This is Stacey McKibben with the Master Communicator Podcast, where CEOs, senior leaders, and C-suite executives share their advice. It's 6 questions in 9 minutes because the best leaders know how to share their ideas concisely and quickly. Let's jump right in. Question number one, in a few sentences, please tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, hello, Stacey. Michelle Chenault of M. Chenault Management Consulting, and I work with entrepreneurs, startups, and small business owners. I help entrepreneurs with their business formation, and I work with startups and helping them get seed round funding. And I work with existing small business owners in preparing themselves for growth and government contracting.
Oh, well, we've got a ton to learn from you today. I am very excited with that expertise and background. So it sounds like helping entrepreneurs get started is a passion of yours, right? I'm curious, what about getting started is so important from your perspective?
Always making sure that you have a viable idea, making sure that what you want to go into business has a market, that there's a need that you're going to feel. Otherwise, you're just going after a pipe dream and wanting to do something on a side hustle for fun. Also, making sure that the business is set up properly. Oftentimes, I talk to a business owner and I say, okay, great. Did you register your business yet? What type of entity do you have? And they tell me, oh, I went ahead and filed for my domain name. I'm like, that's great, but that's not an entity. Oh, I'm doing a doing business as or a DBA. And I said, okay, great. But what is your service? And they're wanting to drive people around in a vehicle. And then I said, well, you might want something more than just a DBA. So those are some of the hurdles that I'm finding that a lot of business owners aren't taking a lot of care into thinking about before they start their business.
And those tend to be those little things that can come back and bite you in the rear end later on, right? If you don't kind of have all your ducks in a row and those T's crossed and I's dotted, I would imagine.
Absolutely. If your business isn't in compliance and you start generating income and wanting to grow, you could find yourself in a lot of trouble. Also, last year in 2020, during the pandemic, I came across a lot of business owners that weren't able to qualify for any of the relief funding because they hadn't set up their business properly.
That's a huge piece right there, because there are a lot of programs for new businesses, not even just during the pandemic. So listen to Michelle. She's got your back covered on this one for sure. All right. So I often find that business owners overlook operations, right? Because they're so focused on the day-to-day. I'm curious, what is your approach or recommendation to reviewing the operations? How do you help them to really focus in on kind of that systemization stuff?
Well, once I finally get to the business owner and let them know that operations is essential. I had one client tell me, you know, I don't want to invest in an operations consultant because that doesn't make me money. And I said, no. Operations is what saves you money. You may not see that it is generating money, but it's ultimately saving you money. And it's very, very important. What I do is I engage the client in conversation. I ask them, what is your end goal? What are you trying to do in the next 6 to 9 months? Once they tell me what they want to do, how are you currently operating your business to get there? And the moment they start telling me what they're doing, I start identifying pain points. And once we get to those pain points, then I start listing, these are some of the solutions that you can take, and we can work together in achieving those solutions.
You know, it's so funny. I think there's a bit of confusion between revenue and profit, right?
Oh, yes.
And you're talking to me right now about profitability and how, while yes, you know, it might not bring top line revenue, but it actually creates more cash in your business. And I'm sorry, I don't know if we're in business for fun, but I'm in business for money. So at the end of the day, I want to talk to you about how to make sure I drop more of that to the bottom line.
Absolutely. And thank you for clarifying that, because oftentimes people don't know the difference between revenue and profit. And that's exactly it. Get your operations in order, make sure everything's efficient and workflows are at the most optimal level, and you're going to start recognizing that profit that you didn't otherwise see.
That's exactly it. And that's where they find their money to pay for you.
Exactly.
So do you find that business owners have difficult time bringing on people because they don't have the infrastructure to financially support that?
Yes. And again, that goes back to looking at your pain points within the operations. What I often come across with business owners, they're saying that I'm not ready to bring someone on, or I don't think I have the money. But oftentimes what they don't have is the ability to identify the tasks and how that can be time-saving for them. And also delegating is the most difficult thing for an owner operator. They don't know how to let go of what they've done for the past months or years or whatever it may be. Understanding once you bring on someone new, having a directive, having a job description, and letting go of tasks that are wasteful on your time, you can start seeing how you can generate more business, go out and network more, and do more for your clients while you have more team members to take over those more mundane or less time-consuming tasks that you shouldn't be doing.
I love that. You know, early in my career, I was taught that the true definition of a business is a profitable enterprise that works well without you as the owner. And so I really appreciate what you're talking about there, because I think at the end of the day, that's the end goal, is to be able to get it working well so you can take vacations and, or maybe grow the business in the other directions. Anyway, just find other things to do than those day-to-day items.
Absolutely.
If you could give small business owners one piece of advice, what would you say?
Seek assistance, seek mentorship, look into the free resources that are out there. We have the Small Business Development Centers, we have SCORE, local cities have accelerator programs, innovation hubs. Go and get assistance. Also, one of the things that I did was I joined Facebook groups, and one that I love the most is called The Club. And they work on bringing women together, and we support each other. We go over business ideas every Tuesday. We have Toolbox Tuesday. I think that it's really, really important for business owners to create a network, and that network can be online. You don't have to worry about going in person anymore. I encourage it if you can, but online you can build a fabulous network to support you, provide resources, provide training, and the majority of it is at no cost right now.
That's amazing. I love all of those ideas. And it's so true. I mean, I think that's one of the things that I realized probably not soon enough is that it's your network and, you know, the mentorship as you describe. So don't be afraid to ask for help, I think is the
exactly
the cornerstone there. So what about those folks who have been in it for a little while and they've been already at it and, you know, they're thinking about throwing in the towel? What would you say to them?
That's why I say start turning to other resources. And again, look at Facebook groups. I know not everyone is a fan of Facebook, but there are a lot of supportive groups on there that you can join in and you're able to share. And the networks are very, very supportive in the sense of providing feedback. You can post, hey, you know, I'm really feeling down and out. My kids are struggling in school. My husband, you know, he's been laid off. It's very difficult for me to focus on business. And you put that in a post and you'd be amazed at the level of support that you get. And also join a networking group. There's some that have fees, some that are free. I would strongly turn to Eventbrite. Put in some search words of what you're looking to do and find a group that you can be supportive by, whether it's women, men, a special industry or a special light that you have, whatever interests that you have. But go online and find something that can support you and allow you to get that joie de vivre back for your business.
That's exactly it, right? It's like seek out your passion again. Like, why did you do it to begin with? And what's your motivation? You know, I think if you guys are familiar with Jack Canfield, Chicken Soup for the Soul, right? Mm-hmm. The story is that he went to over 280 publishers before he got picked up. I mean, can you imagine the setbacks all along the way during that process? And so I think, you know, if you're feeling that setback, it's like, you know, feel the fear, but do it anyway and kind of like, you know, get yourself re-engaged because all the greats have experienced that.
Exactly. And never forget, what is your why? Ask yourself that regularly. What is my why? That's what keeps me going. What is your why?
Well, Michelle, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show. I'm curious if folks wanted to reach out and introduce themselves, how might they go about that?
Let's see, I have a website, mchenault.com. You can reach me via email, michelle@mchenault.com. And I welcome phone calls, 510-560-3464. I'm always here.
That's awesome. Well, thank you again so much for your time today. It's been such a pleasure having you. I do hope you come back and join us again soon.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. And this is Stacey McKibben with the Master Communicator Podcast. For more ideas and insights, please do go check us out at www.concilioteam.com. We look forward to seeing you again next time. Take care.